You're welcome to Spruce Cast. I'm Divine Dominion, and my voice brings to you words and thoughts that can refresh, refire, and reposition you. Today, in 5 minutes, I want to share with you my thoughts on the concept of being self-made. This is most probably not the first time you are meeting this adjective, self-made. There have been opposing views on the rightness or wrongness of the use of this adjective. Some say they are self-made, then others respond that no one is ever self-made, which is their way of saying we all rise by the help of others and not all by our own individual selves. Well, I'm not particular about being for or against this notion of being self-made. In fact, I feel it is all a matter of meaning in the context of discussion where it is used. I like to say that you are either self-made or never made. Now, don't leave me here if you don't like that adjective. Just stay a few more minutes and reason with me in the context that I will now explain it. I sincerely believe that we are either self-made or never made. Neither the best teachers nor institutions of learning can make a scholar out of a person who chooses not to learn. There is no curriculum that can make a person successful and independent if the person doesn't put in persistent effort. Good opportunities can assist the journey for success, but that's all wasted if the person is indolent and lazy. To work in a great organization, for example, will do no better for a lazy employee than working in a small organization will. The proactive employee will navigate towards utilizing opportunities in a small organization than the shiftless and negligent worker will, even from the large and famous one. See, each one of us who will ever be anything must make ourselves what we desire to become. There is not one institution that can do it for us. The best opportunities are nothing if gripped by laziness. Ordinary opportunities, however, are everything in a hand that is ready to work. Many of the influential and, let's say, notable icons of real success in our time and from history took personal initiative and have made themselves what they are by the best improvement of their time and their abilities. A distinguished writer once said that it is not that which is done for a young man that is most valuable to him and others, but that which he is led to do for himself. Opportunities sure have their place, which is even only a place in the hands of the one who is ready to be made. You will either be self-made or never made. I'll say this again. You will either be self-made or never made. I do hope you understand the perception and run with the truth that is in it, even as we continue to argue on whether it is correct or whether it is wrong to use this concept of being self-made. I'll talk to you soon.